property. Let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 24th of February. Light snow, and we have had one report near Olpia, some very light freezing drizzle here this morning. 14 degrees, a wind chill of 3, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, as always, thank you so much for taking some time to join us. Well, Jennifer, I think we can safely say we are headed in the right direction, it appears, as far as new COVID cases here in Lyon County. Yesterday's report showing 18 after just 15 were reported Monday through the weekend. Your thoughts on our trend here recently?
Definitely headed in the right direction. Our trend has been rapidly decreasing after we saw that really rapid rise in cases. So right now we are on that kind of downward trend, and we may even be moving into, well, really for since the summer, we've been in what we consider a high transmission zone. So we've really had substantial community or high community transmission throughout our community. We are having some indications potentially that we are dropping out of that red zone and maybe entering into more of an orange sort of color. Our test positivity is coming down. For last week, you know, we were right around 16% test positivity. That's much lower. We had peaked the week of January 16th, as a community, we had over 40% test positivity at that point in time. And our incident rate is also coming down. We would really like incident rate to be below 100 when it's normalized to 100,000 population. And we're right around 200 for last week. That is much, much better. We were up close to 3,000 in our incident rate at the peak of this last wave, which would have been around January 9th. So we're definitely moving in the right direction. The CDC still has us marked as high community transmission in that red zone, but we have some indications that if this trend continues, we will drop out of that. So fingers crossed, that's what we'll see in the next couple of weeks.
Well, and we are seeing a lot of activities now here in the community being green-lighted. And these are both indoor and outdoor, so a lot of folks are obviously very anxious to get back to some kind of normalcy, and I think we are seeing that. And just last night, USD 253, the school board announced that they will be going to an optional mask option coming up when they return from spring break. So a week after spring break is when they are putting that into play, and Emporia State announced that starting Tuesday, that mask usage on campus will be optional as well. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's always really smart to be making decisions on mitigation strategies based on what we are seeing in the communities or what we're seeing in those settings. Each one of those settings, whether they're higher education or they're, you know, our K through 12 schools or businesses or events, they all have unique circumstances that have to kind of come into play. How long people are exposed, what is potentially the vaccination rate of those populations that are attending, what kind of other layered mitigation strategies can we put on, can we have mask wearing, can we do social distancing, can we increase ventilation? And then you have to kind of roll that all into a big picture and then make smart decisions. And so as we see case rates in the community coming down, and as those populations, those individual settings see their case rates going down, then it's absolutely the right time to start lifting some of those mitigation strategies. That's what we want. We want them layered, and we want them to be utilized as necessary. So I love that USD 253, as always, have been making some really smart decisions based on the data that they have in front of them, not only what's going on in the community, but what is going on in their school buildings with their school populations. And that's really what we need, are those smart data-driven decisions.
In talking with Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn on our primetime newsmaker, it is 7:31, some light snow and 14 degrees here on a Thursday morning. Now, USD 253, get your thoughts on basically, you know, the baseline they put in, and optional mask usage would hinge on whether buildings have, I think, a 5% or greater COVID-based absentee rate, as calculated by the Director of Nursing and the Human Resource Office. So buildings that are at or above 5% will have mandatory mask use for at least 2 weeks. Do you like the way they have set that up, Jennifer?
Well, I do. It's a very smart way to look at things now in this phase of this pandemic. So before, you know, when we were talking last year and throughout, you know, 2021, we really were trying to tackle COVID mitigation strategies really on a community-wide basis. So you were seeing mitigation strategies like mask wearing or limits on mass gatherings. Those were really embraced on a community level. Now that we have immunity, not only from vaccination, but also, you know, right now we have high circulating immunity because of people that were infected. You can start to look at doing mitigation strategies more on a congregate setting or in an individual setting. So this is what we've done in epidemiology for a long time, is outbreak response in individual buildings or individual communities. And that's really what they're looking at right now. So if we make decisions on what happens to the students and the staff based on what is going on in those buildings, such as if cases spike again in those buildings, we need to institute some higher levels of protection. That's a really smart way to look at this. Also, this kind of buffer time period, our cases are still high right now. So it allows that to come down. It also gives those parents and adults some time to go ahead and get vaccinated if they've been waiting on that, knowing that anytime we have higher vaccination rates in those populations, we have lower disease spread. So I think that decision was very smart, and it was a pretty public health driven decision.
Well, you like that. I know that.
Yes.
So, Jennifer, what have you been seeing testing-wise? It was just over a month ago. We could not find a testing kit anywhere, and your numbers getting tested, I know, at Lyon County Public Health were through the roof. What are you seeing right now as far as testing and then vaccinations?
Yeah, so you are correct. I mean, it's amazing that it was just several weeks ago that we were in this situation. You really had a hard time finding a test if you needed one in our community. We had really reached our testing capacity. Not the case right now. As we're seeing the numbers drop in our cases, we're also seeing the number of people that are seeking tests decrease. That's good. I mean, that's a good thing, that we want those kind of things to sort of mirror each other. We want our incident rates to come down as our test positivity comes down. So it's a good thing right now. If you need a test, if you're not feeling well, there's probably a very, very good chance that you could get tested at multiple places. So that's good. Unfortunately, we've also seen the statistic of our vaccination rates going down as well. I'd really like to see that trend on the other side, you know, that we have our vaccination rates continuing to increase. But after we kind of went through that spike, we have started to see, as a community, all types of doses go down, first doses, second doses, and even our booster doses. So I think the most important message right now, and maybe there might be just a little bit of confusion, is that when people have had natural infection, they have lots of questions about, well, can I get vaccinated? Should I get vaccinated? And the message really is yes. Even if you have had natural infection, we really still want you to get vaccinated. That is the best protection that you can have against this disease and transmitting this disease. And really, if you think about our vaccination status, our statistics, it really supports that. So if we look at breakthrough cases, so individuals that have been vaccinated and then have gone on to get infected, really only 20% of our cases since our first breakthrough case have been in vaccinated individuals. And right now, only 3% of our cases have been in boosted individuals. That means the majority of our cases since June 17th have been in unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated individuals. That's 77% of our cases. And if we look at hospitalizations, those statistics even more favor vaccinated or boosted individuals. So 83% of our hospitalized individuals were unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated. We really have only had 2% of our hospitalized cases in boosted individuals, and then only 15 in people that were fully vaccinated. So I think it just goes to show that even though breakthrough cases happen, that really that there is a lot of protection that that vaccine has for just even acquiring infection.
Well, I think those numbers speak volumes, don't they? Indeed. 7:37. Well, Jennifer, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us every other week. Always a good update with you, and we appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you guys have a great day.
You too. Jennifer Milburn, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director on our Primetime Newsmaker. Scott?
All right, and coming up, we're looking at our live and local calendar here for next week. We are mostly full. We do have an opening.